We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Jed Coughlin Jr. His 6.516 at 210.54 miles per hour got him that, the current number one. Talk about conditions in that second session. Ran a little bit later than you guys were probably thinking with that pro mod incident, but did that kind of work out, unfortunate for him, but kind of in your favor?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as the night came in and the track got cooler, without question, you know, the pro stock cars certainly thrive on that. And as it was getting cooler, the air was getting faster for us as well. So, you know, you couple those two together, and, you know, Ricky Jones was able to get really aggressive with it. And he said before we went up, that he's probably the most aggressive he's ever been. And we're 962 and 60 feet, which was just lights out. And the car just felt amazing. Was traveling extremely well, and you know, obviously banged out a 51, which was good enough for low. You know, so there was one pair behind us. My teammate Vincent Nobile went 51.9, a couple thou behind us. I thought, you know, either one of those two cars, he or Skillman, certainly were capable of nipping on our 51.6. But you know, here we are, and it feels good. It feels real good.
So what Ricky told you, you have to do.
Yes, pretty much. He said, "Hold on, it's gonna be a good run."
On you there to do
no,
that?
Not really. You know, he's, you know, we as a team, as we entered the countdown, our game plan changed just a little bit going into qualifying. The qualifying points definitely add up, without question. And he's been a tick more aggressive. All of our crew chiefs have been a little more aggressive, and so far we've done very well in qualifying points. And But the important part is to shine out on Sunday, and we'd love nothing more than to go the distance Sunday. I think tomorrow's session, I mean, you know, this cool weather that's still that we're feeling moving in right now is going to be here in full force tomorrow. You know, we run pretty early around noon, I think, and, you know, we could actually see conditions just a tick better than they were tonight. So, yeah, I would say qualifying is long from over in pro stock.
Perfect.
Cool.
Great.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.